Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Got Jason Swain coming up right here. 5:15 today, right, Swain? Tomorrow, we'll have another Vols receiver. Joey Kent will join us to talk Tennessee Vols football. Swain, Joey Kent coming up tomorrow. What's the coolest thing you ever saw Joey Kent do?
The film of watching him play. When I got to Tennessee, I got a chance to meet Joe Harrington. Joe Harrington now with the Raiders, but one of the best in the business at film production. And
yep,
he gave us all cut-ups of the best wide receivers in Tennessee history. And Joey Kent was on there consistently, obvious reasons. But watching Joey first play against Alabama years and years ago, that was probably the first time I saw Joey Kent video, but I've always known about him because he's from basically the same neighborhood as me. I mean, he literally lives about 5 minutes away from my house there in Huntsville, Alabama, where he's from. And so when I played Tennessee, you know, he came up and was always there to offer advice, and now he's kind of like big brother. So much love, Joey Kent. I call him the GOAT because he's right there at the top of the record books here in Tennessee, and he's even a better person. You guys know that.
Absolutely.
Jason Swain with us at Swain Event. So Tennessee has a new quarterback on the roster that people discovered.
Yeah, he just kind of just showed up out of nowhere. He just got some pads and started practicing.
And wrong jersey out there at number 20.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Who are you, man? You just walk in here and start practicing? Yeah, that's what he did. So he's going to sit out a year and transfer from Maryland. And, no, he started 10 games last year and made some plays. So now we'll see what happens with Jerry Garantano. If he leaves this year after a good season, then Tennessee has the option. I think Tennessee is just kind of preparing for any and everything. But I like the pickup. I like the connection from D.C. to Knoxville, man. Got to recruit from there to commit. You bring this young man in, then you're recruiting another player, Joaquin Jarrett. They all went to the same high school out the D.C. area. And also, former Vol Rico McCoy went there. Former Vol linebacker Rico McCoy went there. So, I like the pipeline from D.C. to Knoxville.
Well, that Mordecai McDaniel is another guy in that conversation.
Yeah. Speedy, secondary player from that area. And Tennessee is starting to kind of get back to attracting those track guys because the track program has improved. That's one thing about Tennessee football that was affected. It was the track program, wasn't what it was in the late 90s and 2000s. And now it's getting back there. And Tennessee's attracting, you know, track athletes who also play football. So team speed is certainly a point of emphasis for the football team and this roster. And you can just tell that they're addressing those needs in recruiting. Go look at that recruiting class so far. There's some guys right now who are, you know, 4'6" or lower 40 guys. And that's why it's so important to bring these young men in the camp and you put a watch on them instead of trusting, you know, grandma and grandpa at the house, you know, that sometimes times these young men and they come back with a 4.1, 240. Now, we need a real time. We need a verifiable time and track times, and usually camp times are accurate.
What do you think about that? Because that's something that a lot of people in this state are talking about, that Jeremy Pruitt and that staff are hesitant to offer unless you do go to camp at Tennessee so they can evaluate you.
Well, I mean, Tennessee just got in trouble recently because they were recruiting based on, you know, star rankings and not actually evaluating talent. And what better way to know that you're going to get a player that can help you win but to bring them here, put your eyes on them, see how they handle coaching, get an up-close and personal look. Because sometimes you watch them of a young man, and he's going up against a 5'7", 137-pound lineman. he's blowing them out the hole. And you're like, oh, yeah, he's doing a great job. Well, the competition's not that great. So you bring him to camp and kind of see with your own eyes. It kind of reminds me of the, you know, NFL Combine and Pro Day, where scouts are right there. They're working you out, and they see you with their own eyes. It's kind of getting towards that, and I like it for Pruitt and his staff, because I think that's the best way to evaluate talent. And I know the recruiting guys work their tail off, and they put a lot of into it, but I trust the coaches who bring players in and are hands-on and put a clock on a young man rather than someone who just watches film.
Interesting quote, Swain, from Marcus Tatum, and this is just a little bit of it. We're tired of losing. You don't want to be the whole excuse for why you're losing and the whole reason the university is falling apart. Don and all of us kind of wanted to go hug the guy, man. He sounded broken saying all that stuff.
Well, Marcus gifted. He understands it. I mean, this is personal to him. I mean, he wants to win. He wants to be successful in the worst way. I talked about him on my show today. I mean, he came in as a 150-60-pound tackle. And remember, the freshman, he was going up against Jonathan Allen from Alabama, who was the first-round pick of the Washington Redskins. And he just never had a chance against Jonathan Allen because, you know, he was brought into a system that just really didn't have offensive linemen that were over 300 pounds. And Tatum has worked his tail off to put on the weight, get stronger. He really, really wants to be good. He works at it. He's a great role model. He's a team player. I want the best of Marcus Tatum. He's one of my favorite guys. He just gifted that. He deserves a great season with great performance.
Jason Swain with us at Swain Event on Twitter. Running back moved today to inside linebacker, at least for today, Jeremy Banks. And obviously that has something to do with the three that have kind of solidified themselves, but also Carlin Fils-Aimé coming back.
Yeah, he's back, and you know, all those guys are kind of the same. When you look at Carlin Fils-Aimé and Ty Chandler and Tim Jordan, they all have some similarities. They're different in their own ways, but Jeremy Banks was thought to be that bruiser, that downhill runner, not much wiggle, but just a hammer on a nail type of running back in short yard situations is going to be very valuable. But, you know, Jeremy Banks is a football player. And you have guys who are just football players. You can move them anywhere and they can adapt. And, you know, Banks has worked at linebacker before. But I think it's the move. I think the move is being made because Eric Gray has just shown that, you know, he's the real deal. I mean, you know that. Y'all guys know that. Y'all, you know, follow him. And he's one player of the year. It seems like 6-7 years, and he's only been in high school 4 years. So, I think when you have a player show that they can handle the college stage early on, I mean, you want to put other guys in positions so they can play and be helpful to the team. So I think it's a little bit of Carlos to me. I think Eric Gray has really impressed this fall camp, and you're fortunate you have a guy like Jeremy Banks who puts the team first, and he's aggressive, and he's a football player, he's versatile. He can play linebacker too.
Jason Swain, our guest. What do you think when you see Harbaugh in the book getting quoted when SEC comes up and he basically uses the word cheaters? It's hard to beat the cheaters. I saw you tweet about that.
I mean, it's funny. I guess Ohio State. Can't beat Ohio State. So if he's going to call those cheaters, call those guys cheaters too. And now he's talking about the SEC. What about Michigan State with their scandal? And all these other programs in the Big Ten with their scandals. Are you going to talk about them too? Harbaugh, I've really tried to make excuses for and get on the same page as him because, you know, he was a different head coach that had a personality. But he's really kind of getting on my nerves. I'm just being honest, guys. He's getting on my nerves. You got parents coming out and they've been very critical of how he's been involved with the transfer process. It doesn't make me feel any better knowing that Aubrey Solomon is a former Michigan Wolverine, and we're waiting on an answer from the NCAA. So, Harbaugh better be careful because I think things like this affect you in recruiting when there's a narrative put on you that you don't care about the long-term welfare of a young man's career. It's all about yourself. I think Harbaugh is really playing with fire. And he sounds really bad making excuses when he hasn't won at a high level yet. So, Harbaugh, he got to win. You know, Harbaugh has lost to Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer's gone. He got to take advantage of it this year. Doesn't seem like he's going to do that. We'll see.
If he doesn't, I bet that rascal will be coaching in the NFL again because they're going to be blowing his phone up.
Oh yeah. He'll be back in the NFL. Maybe with the Titans. Who knows?
I don't think there's maybe no danger of that. Swain, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you again next week. Maybe by that time we'll have some eligibility news. What do you think?
I hope so. By this time next week, we'll be, what, 2 days away from kickoff? Something
yeah.
Like that. So maybe we'll hear something.
Thanks, man. Jason Swain.
See y'all.
Jason Swain on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators.
College football starts on Saturday. I'm going to be spending a lot of time outside watching.